This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we're halfway home on a Monday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Lovely to be here with you. Another beautiful day outside those windows. The sun's about to start beaming in right on our faces. My face, back of your head. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. Ben Higgins is your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And MC, off to MC a luncheon today at noon. Like, you don't have enough on your plate.
Navy Craig did text me and say, don't stress.
Okay.
I'm not going to test you on all the
Not all
the
of
Navy,
them.
The
seven,
Army,
some,
Navy.
Seven of them.
Yeah.
Who is
heard that line from
Mike
teachers.
Gish.
He said, we'll just have a fun, no stress Q&A session. So I'm trusting you here, Craig.
So you're putting a lot of faith in the fact that those people know who you are, right? Because a Q&A, like if I go to a Q&A, oh, it's Quentin Tarantino. Like, I'm going to ask him questions about...
Well, I will introduce myself to those who don't know me at the beginning and tell you a little bit about myself. Isn't that the start of any good luncheon talk? You know, you do a little biographical information. Hey, for those of you who don't know me, I'm... Ben Higgins. I've been on TV and radio here in San Diego for the last 25 years. You might have heard me on 97.3 The Fan with Stephen Woods, Paul Reindel in the mornings, or watched me on Channel 10 doing the sports for 2+ decades, as well as now news anchoring. And if you don't do any of that, then I'm not sure why you got a ticket to today's event to hear me as a speaker, but here I am.
And then you just sit and wait for questions.
Some questions, I'm sure, will pop up.
What would be an example of a question, Paulie, be for Ben? Hey, do you write the teleprompter, or does somebody else do that
That's
for you?
That's a good question.
Okay.
It's a good question.
How do you decide what you talk about on a daily basis?
I mean, do you
basis?
Think I should give some sort of like motivational speech?
All right, everybody, gather around.
Please, please. Please give some sort of motivational speech.
And this is the Navy Alumni Association. They have way more to offer than I do.
Yeah, you should be asking them questions.
Exactly.
Not the other way.
Exactly.
Around an hour.
You're just saying I have no business being there whatsoever.
No, I'm not saying...
I was invited.
I get it. But I'm fearful that they don't have a script.
No, there's no script. Definitely no script.
No script.
No. It's a very informal luncheon, I think. It's just a bunch of guys and gals and in a room. And
we went to, didn't we go to a luncheon together on the Midway? Me, you, my dad, Notre Dame was in town to play Navy, I think. And I think we went to a luncheon, but we didn't have to speak.
No, right? We didn't speak. For
but
that.
We just
this
went.
Is not that big. This is a couple dozen.
Okay,
people.
We went to eat there.
Yeah, this is not the flight deck of the Midway with 1,000 tables. I know. I did MC the Holiday Bowl luncheon one year in the Midway.
That was where we went.
The flight deck. There was, you know, like 300 tables, and I had a script that day.
I remember
sure.
that. You could start by saying you still got them jugs. That's a good way to start any. Luncheon that you do.
Yeah.
Still got them jugs? What do you think? Good icebreaker?
Well, I mean, if they bring out some jugs of iced tea and lemonade or something, it's lunch. Definitely would be appropriate then.
I think about that clip every day. Multiple times a day. Still got them jugs, huh?
Still got them jugs, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, sure do. Still got them.
Jeff Kent in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose not.
Pete Rose not in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, I get it. Well, I hope you have a great luncheon.
Thank you.
Today. That's it for me.
All right. Remember to listen in 1 hour. We will have our biggest fan announcement. First one this week. Chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called.
Paulie puts the what day is today on the rundown every day. And, you know, we always make fun of the fact that they celebrate literally everything. There's a day for everything.
Everything.
And there's a couple in here that are interesting. What do you think take it in the ear day means?
Because take it in the ear.
That's the one that I'm most... that I take what?
I don't know.
In
remember
ear,
when you were
exactly.
a kid and you had an ear infection, your mom had to put those ear drops
sure.
and you had to take it in the ear.
Can somebody look up what
says, have a blast on Take It in the Ear Day by trying out new and unique ear-related activities from piercing to listening to your favorite music.
Okay, so every day is Ear Day. Take It in the Ear Day.
Take Ben and Woods in the ear
Take
right
us in
now.
The ear day.
Take
that us in makes the sense. Ear. Makes sense. Today
perfect
is
perfect.
Also, hey, make sure you celebrate today.
It was first created in 01 by Thomas Roy, who's an author, and he was honoring his friend who had recently lost his hearing.
Okay, so today, for those that have lost their hearing, make sure you take it in the ear. Hannah, we can try something new when I get home tonight. Take It in the Ear Day. I have a different meaning in my house. Today, also make sure to celebrate your health savings account day. Today is National Health Savings Account. I do not have one.
You don't?
No, I do not have an HSA.
You don't have an HSA.
No, do you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, can I tell you as a throwback?
Why would you not have an HSA?
I've got insurance.
Yes, but you can save. You still have to pay money when you have insurance, right?
Just pay it.
Right, but if you have an HSA, you can pay it before you pay taxes on that money.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's...
That's another thing. Lawrence. They're going to pull money out of my check.
Yes.
My check for it now.
But eventually, you're going to use that money to pay, you know, doctors and fees.
Does it roll
and stuff.
Over?
Yeah, well, mine rolls over every year. There's different kinds. Some do, some don't. But mine rolls over every year. And anytime I get one of those unexpected bills from the doctor's office, like what this didn't insurance didn't cover this or that, then I go to the HSA and I just
roll
okay.
Right,
they give me a card and I go, here's my HSA card, and they take it out of my HSA account.
So not the I don't have flex spending. That's different.
That's a similar but
like a subcategory
subcategory of an HSA.
Wyatt says you need an HDHP to get an HSA. I don't even know what that is either. What's an HDHP?
Don't know what that
is. It's like an
for.
HDMI.
WTF, right? So HSA, a health spending account. And that just means that I can pay
copays and, you know, different charges at the doctor's office.
My
prescriptions.
Copay is like $10.
Right. Well, I'm not saying you have to have a huge HSA, but you can take a little bit out every month.
For what?
So you don't have to actually... So you're not paying any taxes on that money.
Don't I pay taxes in my check?
But you won't pay taxes on the HSA money. You'll pay less in taxes if you only use that money toward your health spending.
Okay. So, all right. So I should get an HSA account. It's funny. It's a throwback because you talked about last Friday that you... rolled over your 401k.
I did.
So you got me thinking, and I went on a mission over the weekend
to find
some old
401k. Did
so
you find
I,
any?
Well, now you guys will be really proud. You know how I will often get duped and whatnot. I got pretty far down the line on a website but then they started asking me for all kinds of things, and I said,
you not
I'm not
to do this. I told you, don't Google anything.
I said, recover your 401k. And I found this website that I thought would
tell
me all the ones that I had forgotten, right? So I didn't.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting over the weekend for Paulie. I think it happened again. I went to 401k.org and I entered my social and. Now they stole all my money.
All right, so I almost did one, and then I go, no, this seems fishy. So I shut it down. People are making fun of me in the chat that I don't have an HSA. Paul, do you have an HSA?
Yes.
Oh, damn
I think
it.
We do. I know how it works, at least.
I just pay the bill. I go to the thing. I pay my $25, my $10. I get my prescriptions. I pay my $2 prescriptions. I move on with life. I don't know.
Hughes says, Woodsy, how did you put pants on this morning?
Pretty nuts. Hannah's not great at this stuff either, to be honest with you. Like, I handle all the insurance, so that's good. I don't have a financial advisor. I don't make enough money. I don't make enough money to have a financial. I don't pay a financial advisor. That feels like a scam to me. Anybody want to do it for free, I'm in. But like,
yeah,
I can't.
They do it so they can invest your money. They make their money.
I don't have
by
money to
your
invest.
Money.
You know where
we
live?
401ks, apparently all kinds of ones
well,
just floating around
so
out there.
That's what I was going to tell you,
right.
Is that I went and I go, okay, so I Googled, who did Clear Channel use in Dallas in 2001? And it was Fidelity. So I went to Fidelity's website, got all signed up, called them. They had a lady on the phone. She's like, oh, yeah, I found your 401k. I go, how much is it? And she goes, $0.
Ah.
So nothing okay. There. I then I need to call Merrill Lynch today, I believe, for my Reach Local account, but I don't think there's anything in there either.
Were you not, maybe you weren't contributing to it while you were an employee?
No, I think I was. I think I pulled it, though.
Oh, okay.
To like move or something, you know, and you got to buy new furniture or pay a deposit.
Hardship withdrawal.
Hardship withdrawal, taxed at 80% or something. Right. So, yeah, I feel like an idiot for not having an HSA now. JH says, I feel like if I show up with some magic beans, Wood would trade me his savings. I probably would. Magic beans. You have one too, huh?
I believe we do, yeah. You can like take money out of the HSA account for like anything that you would buy, like at a drugstore even. Like aspirin, sunscreen, you know, stuff like that.
Take it out of what?
Out of your HSA account.
How?
They give you a debit card.
Okay, they give you
a debit
card. Okay, see, this is the
doctor's office
things.
Or the pharmacy or whatever.
Okay, all right.
And then it's just like.
It's like you're already putting money away there.
All right.
So use that
money.
It's
like a different savings account just for health stuff.
So I'm going to get one for my wife.
That doesn't get taxed.
You can't use it at like Chick-fil-A, but it's not a debit card. But
I had no idea.
Woods is going to end up in jail for using his HSA for things that aren't supposed to be used for his HSA.
It's a medical-only debit card. First I'm hearing of it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is pretty common stuff for the year 2025.
Literally, first I'm hearing of it.
In the United States of America.
First I've ever heard of it.
You should be aware of
well, because I had,
I'm
going to
get you
like
an
this.
HSA card for Christmas.
I think I had been scared off of the Flex. I think one time I put money in Flex
and
spending.
Lost it
and then I lost
the
it. And I was like, you're
it.
Not taking anything from me. I thought I was being smart. All right.
Shall we take a timeout?
Everyone is making so much fun of me right now in the chat. I'm being bullied right now.
Sorry.
So bad.
Just, at some point at 50 years old, you're going to have to grow into adulthood.
Am I?
I think
says
so.
Who?
I don't know.
I'm an artist, man. I'm an artist.
I know. How about, well, I mean, you're also
he's an
a
artist. Let him art.
Let me art, dude.
You're also a champ at Take on Woods. I have not lost yet this month.
Like Picasso was too concerned about his HSAs. Oh, boy.
FSA
like to be our
right. Yeah, that's what got me, man.
If you'd like to be our contestant for our first game this week of Take on Woods, call now 833-288-0973. Qualify for the trip to Las Vegas and our musical trivia challenge against Woods. That is coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Woods will be taking his new HSA account right down to 7 Mile.
Nope.
I can double it?
That's not how it works.
Definitely not how it works. But if you do have your own cash and you want to go down to 7 Mile Casino, play a little California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pine Gal, or Baccarat, you're going to find San Diego's best, most comfortable, most upscale, and just all-around greatest card room that you can possibly imagine right off the freeway in Chula Vista.
Yeah, man, and great time of year to get down there. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're open Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. Maybe you just want to get away. Go grab a drink and play some California-style blackjack. Who could blame you? Get done putting together all the toys and all that stuff. You know, we're all going to be up all night doing that. 7 Mile Casino's open, and you can go get a great meal there, too, 24 hours a day, the 24-7 players menu. Smoke-free environment, too. Great, great spot. Proximity to downtown makes it elite, just 7 minutes.
I mentioned it earlier, you can bring your out-of-town guests, or as Woods, I think, even more wisely suggested, you can escape your out-of-town guests for a couple of hours by heading down to 7 Mile Casino. You just go down the 5, you get off Bay Boulevard, you're right there on the west side of the freeway, you're pulling in moments away. Couldn't be easier at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Blissfully unaware, my friend. That's who I am. I talked to my wife. She says she doesn't want an HSA.
Okay.
So I tried.
You're good. You're good. And you may not have the high deductible account that I do because we.
I don't.
My insurance through Channel 10. You get yours
I get
here.
Mine here.
So different plans, different strokes for different folks.
Indeed.
Let's see. We just had Sammy Levitt on. That was fantastic. He's going to be talking to Craig Stammen later today. Make sure you keep tuned in to 97.3 The Fan all day long. He'll make regular appearances for the next 3 days from baseball's winter meetings with any breaking news that involves your San Diego Padres. And we'll talk more about the rumors that have popped up today just as we get started going forward. But we got a contestant on the line. Let's get to it. It is time to play our first game of the week. Take on Woods. Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm. Security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and we've got line two. Is this Tamara?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys?
I'm good. You know how our game works?
Yeah.
All right, five questions, musical trivia. If you beat or tie Woods, you will be put into our grand prize drawing. It's a trip for two to Las Vegas to see New Kids on the Block on June 26th, the two-night stay at the Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. You can get your own tickets to New Kids on the Block by going to Ticketmaster.com. Lots of dates coming up in 2026. And to give you an advantage tomorrow, we'll let you pick the category while Woods remains in the dark in isolation. Your choices are... A Bundle of Joy, all 2 second songs that include the word joy. Extra Sweet, all 2 second songs that include the word sweet. And our new category, The Good Stuff, five song titles that begin with the word good. So, Bundle of Joy, Extra Sweet, or The Good Stuff tomorrow. What would you like to play?
Let's go with Sweet.
Extra Sweet. All right, this one should be one that Adam Klug enjoys.
Is it Extra Sweet?
5 2-second songs that all include the word sweet in the name. Pauly will play each song for you. You have to give me the song title and the artist to score the point. If you don't know, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left after the 60 seconds are over. And again, you'll go first, then Woods will go second, and every answer includes the word sweet. Tamara, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, listen closely. Let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Paul, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, the category is Extra Sweet. Tomorrow, your time begins when Paul plays our first song. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Correct. Song number two tomorrow.
Sweet Dreams.
Correct. Song number three.
Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani.
Very good. Song number four.
Sweet Symphony by, I don't know.
No, incorrect. Let's go to song number five.
I don't know. Pass.
That's the last one. It's only that. We're running out of time. Yeah, that's the fourth one. But it wasn't Bittersweet Symphony. There's the fifth one.
The Eagles. I don't know.
No, not bad guesses. You did very well tomorrow with a three on that. The ones you didn't get... Sweetest Thing by U2 and My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. They get harder as they go. You got Sweet Child of Mine, Sweet Dreams, and The Sweet Escape. That's three. Let's put you on hold, and let's bring Woods back into the studio. He's got to do this game without the category. I will tell him, though, we've got all 2 second songs today. All right. Tomorrow's score is locked in. Put 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on tomorrow.
Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Correct. Song number two.
Sweet Dreams Are Made of These or This by Eurythmics.
Correct. Song number three.
Pass.
Song number four.
The Sweetest Thing by U2.
That is correct. Song number five.
That's, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison.
Correct. Song number three.
My Sweet Taint by Britney Spears.
No, but you got just enough to sneak out the 4-3 win. Tomorrow, well played, but Woods is unbeaten this
month. Almost said Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
She got that one that you didn't get,
What
though.
Was it?
It was Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani. But you got
Sweet
Lord and Sweetest Thing, and that was the difference in our game. Very well done. Very well played by both of you. A good start to the week. But Woods has yet to be taken down this month and take on Woods.
Feel it. Man, if I could just make it 2 more weeks, that would be pretty incredible.
Nine shows
nine
left,
more,
and two of them are real
fakes.
Really only about 6 games left this month to go perfect in December. You've never had a perfect month, I don't think.
No, I haven't.
And no ties, even. That's all, it's been all wins so far for you.
Dub. Let's
five
go. That's how you end the year.
Very nicely done.
Thank you. Feels good.
All right. Mentioned the Padres rumors that we're going to be covering and Sammy's going to be covering. We talked about it a little bit earlier with the possibility that, you know, Nick Pivetta is being talked about in trade rumors at the winter meetings.
I hate this time of year.
I know.
Absolutely.
We just have to get through
it. Pointless.
What are your thoughts on Nick Pavetta's next season, though? Is it going to be as good?
I know.
Better,
that's the other
worse
thing
going forward.
You have to build in the potential regression because he was outstanding.
He was so good,
and of course you want it to go the exact same.
I mean, for Nick Pavetta, he is essentially a free agent to be. If he has another good season, he can cash in huge.
Correct.
So he's got plenty of motivation to have a huge season. Which, if he's going to, you'd love to have him on your roster. You need pitching. You need starting pitching. It's exactly what you're looking for. So for a lot of Padres fans, trading him makes negative sense. Like, you're trying to fill starting pitching needs. Why would you trade the most dependable starting pitcher you had last year?
I think Dom put in the chat earlier, yeah, trade him to Kansas City for Burgert and Kolek.
There you go.
get them all back. 2-for-1. Yeah, okay. You'd have to look at something like that. I don't see a team
doing throw in
that.
Seth Lugo.
Yeah, throw in Lugo as well. I think Lugo had a down year for them last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Not quite as good as the year before. Yeah. I mean, he was second in Cy Young voting the year before,
yeah,
I think.
So, fantastic.
Yeah, it wasn't as good. But I think that's part of the equation. Is there going to be regression? Or has he truly turned a corner in his career?
It's wild, though. Dylan Cease is given $30 million a year, and they obviously don't want regression from him. They're looking for an ascension from Dylan Cease and to take the next step. So he's making $30 million a year. You said Pavetta is going to make 19 this upcoming
18.
18 this
year.
Upcoming year.
Well, okay, let's put it this year. For 2026, who would you rather have in your rotation, Nick Pavetta or Dylan Cease? Even at the same price, take money out of it. Which pitcher do you think is going to have a better year? Nick Pivetta or Dylan Cease?
There is absolutely no way to tell. Absolutely
it is a tough question.
Zero way to tell.
I mean,
you know I'm in love with Dylan Cease's stuff. It's the other part that I'm not. I'll say Nick Pivetta.
The recent results would tell you Nick Pivetta is in a much better place going forward than what Dylan Cease came off of last season.
Yeah.
Dylan Cease has some work to do to fix whatever caused him to have an ERA that was about double Nick Pivetta's.
Struck
just last
out 200
year.
Dudes last year.
Nick Pivetta struck out a bunch of dudes last year too, though not 200, but had a really good season.
Sure,
and the way he thrived at Petco Park. Now, was Nick Pivetta's turnaround Ruben Niebla? Was it Petco Park? Was it just Nick Pivetta just becoming better? We don't know exactly what the factors were that had him make that leap from being kind of a 4 ERA guy with Boston to the less than 3 ERA guy he was with the Padres last year.
He was outstanding, and do I want to count on that again from Nick Pivetta? Of course I do. And hopefully he just builds on it and continues to roll, but then he's gone anyway. So I could understand why they're probably phone calls.
That's why the conversations are taking place, because of all of those other factors that you kind of don't think about with Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
With his contract, with his potential regression, are you selling high or are you not? Could he take another step forward and become a Cy Young winner next year?
Nicky P. was at 190. That's pretty damn good with
really
a much, much lower ERA. But, yeah, I hope that can translate to this year. And if the Padres think that it can, then there's no reason to move him.
We'll get some thoughts from our friend Craig Elston on this. Also want to talk about that World Cup draw that took place on Friday. A little soccer talk with our friend 619 Sports Craig Elston coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, art often imitates life, and I'm about to tell you guys about QC Kinetics. And listen, I hurt my wrist. I don't know how I hurt my wrist a few years back. It just woke up one day, and they just were killing me, and I couldn't do anything. I couldn't swing even a wiffle ball bat. Certainly couldn't swing a golf club. Couldn't play my guitar. Couldn't pick up my children. And pain has a way of stealing moments that matter the most. So if that sounds like you right now, you need to call QC Kinetics today. They believe that relief does not have to come from surgery or pain pills. They use your body's own natural healing abilities to repair and restore what's been lost, helping you move, live, and feel like yourself again. That's a long way to say, guys, it's a very simple injection. And I went to 5 treatments for my wrist. They've never been stronger. I'm lifting more weight than I've ever lifted in my life at 50. So they deliver long-term relief. Make this the season, your turning point, right? Pain stops defining you. How about this? It's a great time to use your HSA and FSA for treatments. Look at that. Art imitating life. as I learned today, HSA is a health spending account. It's non-taxed, right? So you have the, you put that money in there. Just call QC Kinetics, 619-614-PAIN.
I'll happily take that.
100%. 619-614-PAIN. Go in, get your knee, your back, your hips, whatever. Get back on the surfboard, back on the golf course. Whatever it is that you love, schedule a free consultation by calling 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics. Let them know Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Wood's still in his feels about Notre Dame and everything that continues to come out. All the I think you're less hurt about them missing out on the playoffs and all the criticism they're getting for not participating in the bowl
games. I'm more pissed about not... I don't care. Bro, I've been a Notre Dame fan since I was 10 years old. Of nothing but criticism. My whole life. Nothing but. I couldn't care less. It bums me out that we don't get to see those dudes play for a national championship. That's what I care
Somebody
about.
Said earlier... I know we got Craig Wayton. Somebody said earlier, if USC, if the roles were reversed, if USC thought they should have gotten into the college football playoffs and they didn't, would you accuse them of taking their ball and walking away?
100%.
That's why we love you.
100%. I'd call them P-word the whole bit. I'd do exactly what they're doing to me. But, like, they should be able to handle it, too. Just like I'm handling it. 100%. So, yeah. No question. Like, you guys are so soft. I mean, they're trying to get out of the Notre Dame game next year. Remember all that? That big hullabaloo?
I do remember that.
Yep. So,
which is bad for college football. I saw them arguing, you know, on USC, like, you need to keep playing Notre Dame.
You
Notre Dame
to.
Needs to keep playing USC.
Believe me, it's a guaranteed win for us every year. I want to play them every year.
We'll get Craig's thoughts on the sports news of the day right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Craig Elston joining us now in our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. Kind of a mixed weekend of results for Craig. The Sockers lost again yesterday.
That doesn't
0-2. You never see an 0-2 next to the Sockers name. But I hadn't brought it up yet. Your San Diego Wave won $2 million as the champions of the World 7 Soccer title in Florida over the weekend. Like, that's pretty cool. A $2 million prize for those ladies is not, that's not nothing.
I've been a part of those type of mini football tournaments before, the WMF World Cup that they play every 4 years. I did the 2015 one in the U.S. and the 2019 one in Australia, and it's that exact game, 6v6 with a keeper. So, you know, 7v7 is how it's put together. The annual soccer tournament now, the $1 million prize soccer tournament in June. TST 7v7 has a women's bracket, and I hope the Wave put their team in. I mean, what I loved about what the Wave did is they brought their first team to the tournament. You know, you had Cascarino out there and Fazer and Roby, and like all the players that you know from the Wave were out there, you know, from Kalen on up, and it was incredible. Although Didi, I saw Heritage was in goal as well. What a great accomplishment. And what a victory for small-sided soccer. I'm always a fan of seeing some small-sided soccer success. Soccers are not experiencing success except off the field right now, where there was another great crowd, great presentation yesterday at
Front
Wave
Arena. So
Craig
is killing it, he says. It's just the team is not killing it yet.
I mean, I'm not me. It's a team effort.
All right.
You know, it's a team effort. But, you know, listen, 0-2 for our team?
It's shocking.
Shocking. At home? When we've got supporters that we've been working so hard to bring out that are doing it with the thunderclap and the drums, and then they're going, wait, I thought you guys win. You said something about winning along the way. So we'll be working to correct that next home game, December 30th. There's a road game in between, and they got to get their act together, but I think they will. There's a lot of talent on this team. So not worried about that yet, but are we trading our ace? What's going on?
I doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And, you know, listen, I love D-Lan. We have him on the show all the time. D-Lan's a good friend of ours. But I do feel like, you know, these are those kind of articles that you look at and you go, yeah, like Ben said, I got to write something. And I wouldn't surprise me if Dennis Lynn heard, hey, we're calling about Pavetta from another, you know, rival GM. Or, I mean, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you call about Nick Pavetta? And knowing that the Padres may be motivated to move him, I don't want to see him moved. at all. But we, this is what's bumming me out, Craig, is and everyone listening right now too, and it's just a bigger argument about sports. Just don't fall in love with any players. It's hard to really fall in love with a player in the modern sports era, because especially a pitcher. Because if they have a good season and they have an opt-out, guess what they're going to do? They're going to opt out. And then your team can't afford them. And then they go somewhere else. And that's going to be the way that it goes, unless you develop these guys from when they're 18 and on, and you keep them till they're, you know, what, 24, 25, and then they go somewhere else. So it's just hard, man. You can't fall in love with many of these guys. Michael King is probably gone. Pavetta could be gone. It's just kind of a bummer to read as a sports fan in general.
Well, what concerns me is why Pavetta could be gone. Because it's one thing to say, you know what? The Padres are going to try and sell high on Nick Pavetta.
Yes.
That's a way to think, right?
Yes.
Nick Pavetta had a career year. Maybe their internal evaluations and metrics say we probably just got the best that we possibly can get. And if somebody wants to give us a truck for him, it's going to make sense for the franchise. If that's what you're looking at, okay. As Ben knows very well from all the years we talk trade, all I care about is who'd you get back. Like, tell me who we traded, right, but what did we get back? You know, if we got back better, then it's a good trade. So tell me that. Okay. If you're telling me that you're moving him because you paid him $1 million last year and he's owed $19 million this year and it's the cash money that's the issue when his AAV doesn't change from year one to year two against the cap. Okay. That's a problem. So because as you guys very well know, $19 million is not going to get you two good arms for your rotation.
No.
It's going to get you maybe one that's not as good as Nick Pavetta. So it's really hard to say that you can financially justify this. The only way you can say it is if it's a baseball trade, which, you know, AJ makes sometimes.
When's the last time we've done something in this vein, the sell high? It feels like we're always buying high, always,
yeah.
Always buying high. This was a very crafty, creative decision to get Nick Pavetta. And again, like you said, man, the financial gain is negligible, especially. But you can't say this was a baseball decision, but we're also trying to compete for a World Series, in my opinion, if you trade Nick Pavetta. That's the tough doublespeak there.
Well, you know, it's also funny because you were saying you can't fall in love with players. Well, you sure can if they have 11-year contracts that age poorly.
Yes.
You might as well fall in love with them because
you don't
have
a choice.
Much of a choice.
Right.
Yeah.
And we all know how everyone falls in love. I mean, people were ready to get Xander out of town. Man, he's constantly under the microscope. You know, those deals are going to age pretty poorly, as most of those deals do. But yeah, man, you know, pitching, it's a good word of advice. The better you can develop young pitching, young, cheap, controllable pitching, the better off you will be.
It's true. And we've traded it.
Well, that's the thing. Have they still had, you know, some pitching depth in the minors and, you know, Kolek and Bergeret and hadn't traded them, then you can justify at least talking about Nick Pavetta.
Sure, there's nobody to come up.
I just don't see how you put together a rotation. You're going to have to spend more than that just to have five major league, even mediocre starters going. You can't go into the season with, you know, three starters and just go, okay, well, I guess we're just going to have bullpen days every fourth and fifth day. So you're going to end up spending more for less if you trade Nick Pavetta. That's why it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, unless you get, you know, two legitimate starting pitchers back. And as much as I like Nick Pavetta, I don't think that that's the return on Nick Pavetta from anyone right now.
1 year rental, right?
Yeah.
Well, and that's why in the grand scheme of the deadline day, the one that really stood out and continues to stand out is moving those two pitchers for me.
Yeah.
Who seems like a perfectly good catcher, but is he a star? You know, did they think that there's something that's above a 700 OPS that's just waiting to be unlocked? We didn't see it during his time. Not that he played poorly.
No, it was a desperation move. But again, like, your options were, you know, Martin Maldonado and Elias Diaz. And you really thought, if we cannot go into October with those guys behind the dish. And was it an overpay? Yeah, certainly it was an overpay. But you had to make a move. And those moves at the deadline, under the gun, we got to do this. We can make a run. I get it. Didn't make sense now, you know, with 6 months behind us to look at it. But now you ride with Freddie for me because, like you said, you don't have a choice. You're not getting those two guys back.
And the other part of that, the unsaid part of that, is the absolute failure to utilize Luis Camposano in any way, sense, or form, and to consistently point at the 20 at-bats you gave him when he mostly grounded out to shortstop, under duress from a manager who clearly did not like him.
Correct.
At all. And I look at that as an organizational failure. I do. I think that you don't have to trade two promising starters for Freddie Fermin if you've properly developed Luis Camposano. I said all year on Padres Hot Tub, I thought there were probably 17 teams that would just have him hitting third in their lineup.
Campy.
And just riding with it.
Just ride with it. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Tampa Bay would just have him starting against every left-hander and every reverse righty and every pitcher who threw X or Y. You know, they would just put him in the lineup because he's got hitting talent, and hitting talent doesn't always come along in Major League Baseball. But the Padres just left him in El Paso the entire year and then traded away two starters. And now, like you said, they had no choice, Diaz or Maldonado, devil's bargain. Well, now what are our choices? J.P. Sears, Matt Waldron, you know, Kyle Hart right now for the rotation.
I'm fired up.
If you traded Nick Pivetta, getting what?
Right.
Some young kid, you know, some young kid maybe. Like, okay. So you got to spend through it to do it.
Yeah, you got to clean up your mistakes. The only way you can do it is with money at this point. TN Overload in the chat says, Soroka just signed for $7.5 million with escalators that can get to $9.5 million. Even bottom-of-the-barrel pitching is nearly $10 million per.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Which does make development important, but we've continued to put it on the credit card every single year.
The American way, baby.
As a franchise, and we're really starting to see the APR mount.
Yeah,
you know,
about 27%.
What's going on? Yeah,
it's true. Hey, tomorrow we're gonna have
probably just pull out of his HSA.
Put it on your HSA. As I learned about today. John Connor from Mad Friars is actually going to be on tomorrow. I think I said 8:30 to talk about, you know, what's down there, and is this the first trade deadline when we get there that AJ Preller has to sit on his hands. I really don't know. It feels pretty dire right now. I'll be honest with you.
But it did at this time last year. They didn't have Pivetta.
Sure it did.
Didn't have anything. Sure it looked like it was pretty bleak. And then they ended up winning 90 games and having a shot in the postseason.
Yep.
Last couple minutes, Greg, just because I promised to ask you about your thoughts on the World Cup draw where the U.S. landed. Everyone seems very optimistic about the grouping that they got with Paraguay and Australia.
Yeah. I mean, the show was an absolute joke.
A little long.
What's the European playoff C? What is that?
Turkey is the most likely to come out of that.
Okay.
And also the most likely to be the other dangerous team with a good chance to win.
Got it.
This draw is, if you don't win this group, what's going on? If you don't advance from this group, don't leave the stadium.
Wow.
You know, like, just coaching staff can just go ahead and rent a car.
Yeah. Just backpack it up.
Call and rent a car and get the heck out of here. Don't leave on the bus. So, this is a dream draw for the United States, playing in the United States, and they've got to win their group. And if they win their group, they won't play any of the first place teams coming out in the next round. And that's what you want to see, because those are all the teams that are going to be favored to beat the United States, you know, the Englands and whatnot. So, and I don't have memorized where the groups go to the groups, and I don't know that anyone does yet. We all will have that figured out eventually. But there's a great path for the U.S. to at least be good enough to get to the new round of 32 knockout. I mean, like, literally, they have to. But the idea is to at least get to the 16 and then keep going.
Yeah, but they could lose to any of those teams as well because they're all going. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got the United States. That's a good draw in our path as well. Craig, we're out of time. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Last Monday of the year for us.
All right, looking forward to it, fellas. Have a great week.
Craig Elston on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Paulie has the Rindle Report and I think a biggest fan announcement coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.